Did you know that every year in Colorado, enough children are killed through abortion to fill the Pepsi Center? And that last year alone, Planned Parenthood, the world's largest abortion provider, received $500 million of your tax dollars. Now, Planned Parenthood has hired a powerful law firm to take away your right to protect life. It's time to say enough. Visit personhoodcolorado.com to join the March for Life this Saturday at noon on the west steps of the Capitol. There you'll be encouraged and inspired to action by Mike Adams, speaker and columnist for townhall.com. You'll also be given the opportunity to participate in launching round 3 of Colorado's own 2012 Personhood Amendment. Please support personhood, the beginning of the end of child killing. Join the March for Life this Saturday. To find out more, visit personhoodcolorado.com.
Marriage is the very foundation of human society. But it was God's idea to begin with. What is God's plan for your marriage? How can you know? What can you do to learn and grow with your spouse to honor God in your marriage? Pastor Bob Enyart covers this deeply personal and critically important topic in his teaching series, God's Plan for Marriage. Order by calling 800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Guess what is not happening this week in Egypt? No, it's not an NFL playoff game. No, it's not that. There is a Jewish festival that has been canceled by the Muslim government now in Egypt. It's been occurring for decades. We'll talk about that. Also, Newt Gingrich is running an anti-Romney TV ad, and that's not a big deal. The ad is called Changed. But what is interesting is that it sources ProLifeProfiles.com. ProLifeProfiles.com has been increasing in its web visibility with thousands of web pages now pointing to ProLife Profiles. We'll play you the audio of that ad. Also, you've probably seen the reports, CBS News everywhere, really, the New York Times, that evangelicals met this weekend in Texas, more than 100, to decide who can they support other than Mitt Romney for the Republican nomination. And we'll talk about that. Of course, the personhood movement was represented at that meeting, and the group came out strongly for personhood pledger Rick Santorum. That included Tony Perkins, Gary Bauer, James Dobson, J.C. Watts, more than 100 other evangelical leaders. And this is, of course, real good news that one of the candidates who have signed a personhood pledge is being supported. And Rick Santorum has now gotten quite a boost from that, not only in South Carolina, but Florida and elsewhere. So, Lord willing, there will be a strong opposition to Mitt Romney. Now, what's horrendous about Barack Obama being president is that he is an enemy of the gospel of Jesus Christ, of marriage, of the unborn child, of the family. But what would be far worse is if Barack Obama were president with the support of Christian leaders. That would be far worse. And the same is true with Mitt Romney. If Mitt Romney ends up being the Republican nomination, that would be terrible. But what would be far worse is if that enemy of innocent life and of marriage and of the family and of the gospel, if he ended up in that position of leadership with the support of Christian ministries, that would be far worse. And that was a prediction we made some years ago here on Bob Enyart Live. In the past few years, that because of pro-life profiles, Romney now has lost his endorsement from major Christian ministries, which he had enjoyed last time around. So these are the things we'll talk about on today's show. Also, this Saturday at noon, I plan to be at the Capitol on the West Steps for the March for Life. please, if you possibly can be there, this is so important. The launch of Round 3, Colorado's third statewide personhood amendment. Mike Adams, longtime speaker and columnist for Town Hall, will be there. It's going to be a great time. So now, beginning with what is not happening this week in Egypt. Now, it's not an NFL playoff game. And even though the Broncos have been banned in Boston, it appears that we have our long-term quarterback now in Tim Tebow. So that's real exciting. And by the way, when people Google Tebow records or Tim Tebow NFL records, however they do it, our humble website, kgov.com, is showing up on the first page in the top 10 Google results for Tim Tebow NFL records, Tebow records. So that's real encouraging, and we'll be pointing people to what's important in Tim Tebow's life, his ministry, his mom, Pam, and their work on behalf of personhood and the unborn child. So that's all great, but that's not what's not happening this week in Egypt. It is an annual Jewish festival in the Nile Delta, which every year for decades has drawn many Israeli tourists to the tomb of a Jewish religious leader who died in the 1800s there in Egypt. Well, remember the Arab Spring and Barack Obama, our government, under the influence of Barack Obama, encouraging what was going on in Libya, in Egypt, and elsewhere, even though there's strong evidence that what's happening is very corrupt governments are being replaced by even more extremist Muslim governments. In the case of Egypt, by the Muslim Brotherhood, which has now won a significant percentage of the seats in parliament in their post-revolution elections. One of the first official acts of the Muslim Brotherhood government now in Egypt is to inform Israel that they are not permitting Jewish tourists to make the annual visit to their northern province of Berea in the Nile Delta, and this according to Egypt's foreign ministry. So this is, of course, a harbinger of worse things to come. I recall during the Gulf War that Kuwait's government said that they were forbidding Jewish reporters from entering the country. You recall that? I recall that. And of course, as with many Arab countries, they will not allow me entrance into Kuwait, for example, with my current passport, because it shows that I've been to Israel. I've got a few Israeli stamps in my passport. And so anyone, not just me, but anyone with Israeli stamps or visas in their passport are forbidden entrance into Kuwait and other Arab Muslim countries. And so, of course, this is a racist foreign policy. There are countries that won't allow Jews to buy homes, and so their neighborhoods, no Jews allowed neighborhoods, for example. And the left and liberals, they defend this when it comes to Jews. They defend it. And so this is what's happened now in Egypt. There is a comment from the Simon Wiesenthal Center, which is located here in the U.S. in Los Angeles. And they said last week that, well, they condemned this decision, which they said was heavily influenced by Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood, because they just won the most seats in Egypt's post-revolution parliamentary elections. And the quote from Rabbi Abraham Cooper of the Wiesenthal Center said, "It is an ominous sign that when they ascend to power in the Egyptian parliament, the Muslim Brotherhood's first act is to curb the religious freedom of Jews." And so true and so horrifying, because there is a resurgence in Europe of anti-Semitism. And of course, the Arab and Muslim world as an anti-Semitic fervor. And so the things that happened during the 20th century with the slaughter of millions of Jews, there are many who seem to think that that kind of barbarism belongs to some kind of ancient human historical period when it was only a few decades ago. And that slaughter of the Jews and of many others, but most significantly of the Jews, that slaughter happened in Germany and the countries that Germany invaded. And Germany had to be considered one of the countries in Europe with the highest level of education, scientific knowledge. The arts in Germany were at a pinnacle. So it's the human condition. We are not basically good, as liberals maintain, but as right-wing Christians maintain, as those who believe that there is one God who created us, and he's revealed his law to us, and we've rebelled against him, well, then man is basically sinful, and man's brutality to other men knows no bounds. And unless constrained by our institutions of family, church, and government, cruelty, man against man, is just incomprehensible. Okay, now, so no Jewish festival this week in the Nile Delta in Egypt, courtesy of the Muslim Brotherhood. Great tragedy. Now, there is a Newt Gingrich television ad. It's an anti-Romney ad. It's called Changed with a question mark. We're going to play the audio from it off of YouTube. And the reason it's great, not only is it getting the truth out about Mitt Romney, but also on the screen, you won't be able to hear this, but if you're watching the TV ad on television or on YouTube, you'll see that twice it sources prolifeprofiles.com/Romney. And not only that, some of the other sources, whether it's ABC News or this or that, come right off the Romney profile at prolifeprofiles.com. So there are a lot of people doing articles about candidates, and they're doing their research at Pro-Life Profiles. So let's hear this audio.
What happened after Massachusetts moderate Mitt Romney changed his position from pro-abortion to pro-life? He governed pro-abortion. Romney appointed a pro-abortion judge, expanded access to abortion pills, put Planned Parenthood on a state medical board, but failed to put a pro-life group on the same board. And Romney signed government-mandated health care with taxpayer-funded abortions. Massachusetts moderate Mitt Romney. He can't be trusted.
I'm Newt Gingrich, and I approve this message.
All right, so that's Newt, and I am not endorsing Newt Gingrich. In fact, right now, for political reasons and for moral reasons, I am supporting Rick Santorum because, for one, he has made a recent commitment to protect every child without exception by signing the Personhood USA Personhood Pledge. And is there a possibility that Rick Santorum would go back on his word? Of course there is. Politicians, I'm not a fan of our form of government. I'm not a fan of democracy. Politicians, even Barack Obama, when he makes promises to the left, he breaks those promises routinely. Just as George W. Bush, I remember famously George H.W. Bush, promising no new taxes. And then, of course, he gives us, at that point in time, the largest tax increase in the history of the country. And so it is common that politicians from the right or the left, Republicans, Democrats, that they break their promise to us. But love believes all things. Love hopes all things. And when someone who has stood up for the right to life of the unborn child for much of his career, although with contradiction, which is tragic, but that's what the pro-life movement had encouraged politicians like Rick Santorum to do all these many years. Someone who has fought the fight and stood up for the unborn child, who now says, you know what? I will sign a personhood pledge. I will fight to protect every child, both by federal human life amendment and by state human life amendments, personhood amendments. I will do that, fight to protect every child without exception. Then you believe that person. You trust that that person will keep their word. And so it's neat that this past weekend, evangelical leaders, more than 100, met at a ranch in Texas, and the personhood movement was well represented. And after that event, statements were issued by a number of leaders, including, I mentioned before, Congressman from Oklahoma, J.C. Watts, but Tony Perkins, the head of the Family Research Council, and James Dobson, Gary Bauer, more than 100 other evangelical leaders coming out and saying, we will support Rick Santorum. And there are pro-life and Christian leaders around the country who've been promoting, supporting different politicians who now have begun to change their endorsements to Rick Santorum. For example, the Florida Family Association. The head of the Florida Family Association has said, you know, we've been supporting Rick Perry. Well, now we're supporting Rick Santorum because of this significant event in Texas. So for that reason, to encourage those leaders who've said, hey, we're willing to stand behind a principled pro-life politician in Rick Santorum, so we're going to support him. Therefore, I want to support him. Here at Bob and Yurt Live, we don't want to be different just for the sake of being different. I fear that that's often the case, that those of us who find that the government is almost always corrupt in its operations and its calculations, who find that political parties are almost always corrupt, then we get in a knee-jerk reactionary mood where we just oppose everything. Whatever it is, I'm against it. Well, I don't want to be pigeonholed in that way. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to become a caricature of a right-wing Christian. So I am supporting Rick Santorum, and I pray that he honors the trust that a lot of pro-life Christians are putting in him. All right, so now, before we get to, and I'm not sure that we will, but I hope we get to the article at redstate.com about Ron Paul that sources right at the beginning of the article links to prolifeprofiles.com and the profile of Ron Paul. But before we get to that, let's welcome to the show Colorado Right to Life Vice President Leslie Hanks. Leslie, you got a march coming up.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm doing great, and we're excited that the March for Life is this weekend, right?
It is. It's this coming Saturday on the west steps of the state capitol at noon. And I think we have a praise the Lord in store because it is supposed to be partly sunny, partly cloudy, and 60 degrees.
So all right. Well, that
have
that,
no excuse to stay home. It'll be a great day.
Yeah, that is fabulous for January 21st here in Colorado, in Denver, at the Capitol. And so, Leslie, the weather should be good. Even if it got cold, people should still come out. I mean, our kids go snowboarding when it's 5 degrees below zero.
That's right.
And that's just for fun. And
that's
so
right.
This is to stand up for the Lord as our creator. Our rights come from him. The unborn child, we count them among our neighbors, and we need to stand so that they do not get killed by Planned Parenthood. And so it's really important to come on out this Saturday.
That's right. We're going to have townhall.com columnist Mike Adams is going to be speaking. The title of his speech is My Generation. And we do talk about the fact that the younger people really are becoming more and more pro-life, Bob, because they know a third of their generation has been destroyed by the abortion industry.
Wow. Mike Adams, very popular, not only columnist, but speaker. He's been a longtime columnist with Town Hall. He is a supporter of the personhood movement. And Leslie, every time I turn around, there are more people and groups supporting personhood.
Isn't it so encouraging? I mean, you and I have been at it for so long, Bob, and when have we ever seen presidential candidates signing a pledge saying that they believe in the inalienable God-given right to life?
Yeah, of the unborn child and to protect every child without exception. And Leslie, when we look at the Iowa caucus vote, the candidates who signed the personhood pledge, between them, they got 75% of the vote. 75%. So one reason that Mitt Romney is considered the front runner is because the personhood candidates, the ones who say to the electorate that we support personhood, their support has been divided among five candidates in Iowa. Romney was the anti-personhood alternative. So sure, he got the lion's share of the anti-personhood vote. But now, as these evangelical leaders in Texas gathered with personhood there represented, they said, you know what, let's all get together and support one candidate. Let's support Rick Santorum. So I hope and pray that the word gets out and Christians realize that there is a principled pro-life candidate to support in Rick Santorum.
Right. And can we talk a little bit about personhood in Colorado and where we're heading?
Yeah, sure. Please do. I'm eager to find out the latest.
Well, we are a little bit hung up in court at the moment, but we do feel quite confident that we will prevail, as we did in 2008 when Planned Parenthood sued Christy Burton in her effort. But it's my understanding that we are going to be launching the third round of personhood in Colorado at the March for Life, Bob.
Well, that is really thrilling because Planned Parenthood, state after state, they and the ACLU have gotten together and they've sued the personhood amendment efforts. And like you said, round one in Colorado, 2008, that was Amendment 48, right, if I recall?
Right.
And 2 years ago, it was Amendment 62. Well, they sued, and after the government, the state title board, said, yes, this amendment meets all the state regulations, and so here's how it would be worded on the ballot and all. And Planned Parenthood then sued basically the state of Colorado, and so we're repeating that now, right? So while personhood Colorado, Colorado Right to Life will stand up for this amendment in court and in public, in the media, it ultimately is going to come to a judge, and it's like a rehash of what happened 4 years ago. So we're hoping, of course, that the personhood amendment prevails again in court this time.
That's right. So we're going to be just going ahead in faith that the Lord will make a way for us, and we are going to be launching the Personhood 2012 Citizens Initiative at the March for Life. So I hope everybody will come out so that they can be part of that exciting development and carry petitions for us and help us get on the ballot for the 2012 election.
So very important. All right, Leslie, what's the website of Colorado Right to Life? I guess it's obvious, right?
Well, you can find it with coloradortl.org.
All right.
Or if you want to spell out the whole thing, coloradorighttolife.org. And we do have a bulletin insert on there with all the details. But it is, like we said earlier, at noon at the west steps of the state capitol, Saturday, January 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have speakers and music and all sorts of pro-life bumper stickers and things people might like to have to share with friends to stand up and be a voice for the voiceless.
And Leslie, I know that the office is real nearby the Capitol. If folks go to the Colorado Right to Life annual march, would they be able to stop by the office afterward to see where it is?
Well, actually, we are going to be gathering afterwards for some hot chocolate and some snacks at our office, and that's at 1535 Grant, and that's Suite 105.
All right.
So I know if people, you know, do participate in the march and they come back and they feel like a cup of hot chocolate sounds good, we'd love to show them around. And
I bet our boys would love that, a cup of hot chocolate. And so Grant Street, the Capitol, it's right between Colfax and Grant and Lincoln. It fits right in there. Actually, it's three doors north of the Capitol on Grant Street. So you just walk from the steps, the west steps of the Capitol, just a half a block, and you're at the Colorado Right to Life office.
That's right. And the building's just been newly renovated, at least the exterior, and it's quite brilliant yellow, so it can't be missed.
It can't be missed. And it's a historic building.
It is.
Because the state representatives and senators a century ago, they didn't have modern highways to get from the western slope to Denver. They probably came by horseback. And so they would stay in Denver, and this building provided apartments for the state legislature.
I believe that's correct, yeah. So it's kind of a great building to come and see a little history. It's got some charm. And so we're just really, really praying for a great turnout this year and hope everybody will come and hear Mike Adams with townhall.com.
All right, sounds great. Thank you, Leslie Hanks.
Thank
Appreciate
you, Bob.
Your time. All right, that is a lot of fun. And so Egypt this week canceled an annual Jewish festival because no Jews allowed this week, because the Muslim Brotherhood now has a significant influence over the Egyptian parliament. And we have been talking about the Newt Gingrich TV ad, which you can see also on YouTube. We'll embed it in today's show summary at our website, kgov.com. Sourcing on the screen, pointing people to prolifeprofiles.com/Romney for the documentation of their claim in the ad that Romney really is radically pro-abortion. Evangelical leaders meeting in Texas this weekend saying, let's throw our support behind Rick Santorum. He's a principled personhood politician who has just signed a commitment to protect every child by love and by law. So I'm excited about that. And then finally, in our last moments, redstate.com, along with so many other media outlets and internet blogs, are linking to pro-life profiles in a recent article they have on Ron Paul. It's Ron Paul Doesn't Understand the Constitution. And this blog is written by an author who's written a book on conservative political activism called The Conservative Hand. That's a play off of Adam Smith's The Invisible Hand. But here's how the article begins. Ron Paul is touted as the guy that really understands our Constitution and the various roles of the federal and state governments. However, when doing research on Ron Paul's position on abortion at prolifeprofiles.com/Ron Paul, I found a huge hole in Ron Paul's understanding of the Constitution. And that's absolutely correct. And this article goes on to explain that when the Constitution is based on the inalienable rights that we human beings have, Ron Paul doesn't realize that government exists primarily to uphold those inalienable rights, including the right to life. So the truth is getting out, folks. Don't despair. Don't worry about one playoff game. Hey, God bless you.
Did you know that every year in Colorado, enough children are killed through abortion to fill the Pepsi Center? And that last year alone, Planned Parenthood, the world's largest abortion provider, received $500 million of your tax dollars. Now, Planned Parenthood has hired a powerful law firm to take away your right to protect life. It's time to say enough. Visit personhoodcolorado.com to join the March for Life this Saturday at noon on the west steps of the Capitol. Please join the March for Life this Saturday.